A painted image shows a team of horses galloping through darkness. They kick up a cloud of dust in their wake, and a logo appears, LD Entertainment. A C and a B land on either side of a platform. Counterbalance Entertainment. A red and blue neon sign flickers on a black background. American High. In a bright bedroom, a teenage Indian girl stirs under the covers. She has dark wavy hair and anime posters on the wall. Her eyes are closed as she swipes at a phone on the nightstand. Credits read, Hulu presents, a Hulu original. In a messy attic, a teenage Latina is fast asleep, wearing an eye mask. She has short brown hair with blonde highlights. In a bathroom, the Indian girl nods off with a toothbrush in her mouth. Still in bed, the Latina takes a hit from a vape, while the Indian girl takes notes from an SAT prep book. The Latina takes selfies in her underwear. An LD Entertainment production, in association with Counterbalance Entertainment, an American High film. The Indian girl nestles in bed with an anatomy book. She flips through the pages of a male structure, up to the nude layer. She turns a stuffed elephant away, lies down, and her eyes gravitate to the male's penis. She licks her fingers, then reaches into her pajama bottoms. Later, her mom braids her hair while the Latina has breakfast with her dad and three brothers. The title appears, Plan B.
While I am at the real estate convention this weekend, I want you to finish your PSAT test.
Oh, Ma, do you think we can skip the coconut oil this morning?
It's a tradition. Are you too good for tradition?
But a little bit, we talked about this. Your outfits, your hair. I mean, every day it gets more and more ridiculous.
Oh, Jesus wore dresses and nobody judged him, right?
Well, everybody judged him. They crucified him.
The online grade book says you received a 96. What happened?
It was just one question about Judge Danforth. It was a dumb mistake.
There are no smart mistakes, Sunny. One little mistake can ruin the rest of your life.
You look like a skunk. A depressed skunk.
I thought we don't use insults in this house.
Wipe that lipstick off.
Lupe wears purple lipstick.
Now.
I'll pay attention to the minor characters so I don't get tripped up again.
What did I do to get such a good girl?
Sunny's mom hugs her, and Lupe begrudgingly wipes her makeup off. Outside a colonial-style home, Lupe stuffs a septum piercing into her nose. She puts on sunglasses, then struts down the walkway. Lupe eyes an angel statue to her left, then kicks it over. She trudges away, only to return and stand the statue back up. Sunny waits by a playground. A boy with an ear flap beanie walks up and stands close to her.
Everyone's a winner, baby, that's the truth.
The boy glances at Sunny as she steps away, as a school bus rounds the corner. On the bus, Sunny's alone as she studies the SAT prep book. Later, Lupe boards and beelines for her. Lupe sits next to Sunny and takes off her shades.
Sup, bitch?
Studying for the calc test.
Fuck.
Munchie back?
Oh, man. Thank you. My dad was in full form this morning. Someone needs to seriously depucker his asshole.
How's Logan?
Lupe's on her phone.
Oh, real good. Look at all the squirt emojis my butt caused.
Outside of school.
Huh. I'm still wearing underwear this time.
Sunny, when you start dating, we'll see. You gotta keep them hooked. Gotta use what God gave you.
What exactly do you think God gave me? Except a night guard and an overbearing mother.
No, use that. Don't. Sunny, can't be embarrassed about this stuff.
Is Jason bringing the keg tonight?
In a locker room, yes. A slender blonde talks to another.
We finally tried reverse cowgirl.
And? How was it?
Amazing, right? Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that great for me, but I feel like it looked cool.
My butthole's not my best feature, but like, you know.
Girls are horse fucking and I haven't even had my first kiss. I'm so behind.
I'm pretty sure that's not what they mean, okay?
Ew, gross. So is that like a Mexican thing?
Yeah, I mean, if your armpit hair is that long, I can't imagine what else is overgrown.
Ew, oh my God. Glad you spent your free time thinking about what my pussy looks like, Megan.
Oh my God. I don't. Obviously.
Yeah.
I don't.
So funny. She was really embarrassed.
Listen, obviously, boys like your own natural look.
Meanwhile, the underwear my mom buys me renders me invisible. Take a look. It's like sexual camouflage.
A bodysuit.
Oh, that's your underwear?
They just shaved your nipples and pubes off.
Boys play floor hockey in a gym.
Our slumber party is gonna be bomb. We can do face masks and binge My Hero Academia.
Perfect night.
Also, I have 1,000-piece puzz that I wanted to get my claws into.
Oh.
And we can go through all the Halloween candy that your dad confiscated, if you can find it.
I did, and I ate it.
Sunny spots a goalie with wavy brown hair.
Oh, fuck. Look at Hunter, I just creamed my pants. Who plays hockey in a cardigan? He's like an athletic librarian.
I totally do not understand the attraction. I mean, he's like cute, but he's got major guidance counselor vibes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should invite him over for a little Disney Plus and thrust, huh? He can bang you doggy style while you watch Lady and the Tramp.
How would we do the pasta thing if he's behind me? Also, you know I want my first time to be romantic. Looking into each other's eyes as we make love.
Only serial killers stare into each other's eyes while they fuck. Like.
Lupe's eyes bulge as she thrusts into Sunny.
Doesn't it feel weird?
Stop.
Okay, exactly. Don't do that.
It doesn't matter anyway. Look, Megan Dillon's has staked her claim.
Do you need a little...
Well, it would be...
It's kind of dry.
How am I supposed to compete with that?
Megan licks his hockey stick.
I don't know. Deep throw to basketball?
A boy with a comb-over grins.
Hello, ladies. Sunny. Lupe.
Hi, Kyle.
What's that behind your ear?
Sunny stares as he reaches.
Is that a flattened penny from the Corn Palace?
She's never been there.
Yeah, my mom doesn't let me go there. She's weirded out by the phallic nature of corn.
Oh, I didn't even think about it like that. I love that place. My church's youth group is throwing a talent show next week, and so I'm premiering some of my new close-up magic. You should come. My church is awesome. I mean, Lupe, does your dad's church let you watch Harry Potter? Because mine did.
Kyle, how many times do I have to tell you I don't want to compare churches?
Okay, I just think it'll be fun.
A hockey player tackles Kyle.
I forgive you.
A video shows newlyweds in a used car.
That wedding was amazing.
All right. Oh, that's your car? It's so used. Man, I can never sit in here because it looks like you gave rides to the entire football team. Oh, and what if somebody I know was giving a ride? Oh, hell no.
The groom chucks his ring.
Something so damaged and ugly. I should have saved my car for my husband. But now, it's all used up.
The bride collapses. In class, Sunny makes a face. Megan rolls her eyes, and Hunter smiles awkwardly. An older woman in a vest turns the TV off.
One joyride could ruin your life.
Well, that was a hoot and a half, wasn't it?
Hey, if your vagina was a car, what would it be?
Ferrari.
Oh, shit, really? Stays covered up and completely untouched in the garage.
Mine would definitely be a Transformer. You think you know her?
Oh,
Autobots pop out.
I feel like if you're following the metaphor, that means you have crabs.
What?
Do you have crabs in here?
No. It's a surprise.
What is surprising about your vagina?
My vagina is awesome. Okay. So, basically what's happening right now is puberty is telling you to step on the gas. But just trust me when I say it is okay to wait. When you finally take that first drive, you're gonna want it to be with your spouse. Okay?
A blonde.
Oh, yes, Emma.
If I let a guy ride in my trunk, that doesn't, like, count, right?
What if I want to drive my car alone? You know, just to make sure that the oil still works.
Okay. Does anybody have a real question? Yes. Hunter.
It's a real question. So, how does giving a passenger a ride actually make a difference in how a car drives?
Sunny smiles at him.
Oh, well, that's because the guy can tell if the upholstery was ripped by the other passengers. So then the car can never get back that new car feeling again. Yeah?
You can't tear the upholstery. That's a myth. It just stretches and then it goes...
Hunter grins and gestures to Sunny.
Yeah, okay. So why does this groom care so much about this car when he doesn't even have one? Because now he is just some bum who is ragging on his wife about her car.
He whips his gaze to Sunny.
Right, so weird. Why would he do that? What?
He has his car. It's just in the video, we're just looking at her car, okay?
But then why aren't we seeing his car being inspected? Why is there no his car inspection?
We don't know where his car is.
I prefer to take public transportation because it helps with the environment. So Am I fucking everybody?
Oh, God. I just want to be teaching home ec again.
In the hall.
Oh, my God.
I know. Dude, you gotta ask him out. Don't lose momentum. Yeah,
totally. Megan's dad accidentally shot himself in the foot at the ammo store, and so he isn't going on his hunting trip? The party is canceled.
Deep breath. No, you don't understand. I've been planning this for 2 hours.
Okay.
Well, that's a bummer.
I know.
You know, Sunny's throwing a party at her place later. Yeah, gonna be dope. Way doper than Megan's would have been. So, yeah, Sunny throws the best party.
Really?
Yeah, you know me. Party queen. Love a good high school party. The liquors and the touching. All the other stuff. Drugs. Tide Pods.
Cool. What time? If I'm invited.
Yeah, no, yeah, of course. You're invited if you want to. Do you? It's at my house. You heard that part, right? Is 8 p.m. good for you?
8 p.m. sounds great. I'll see you then.
Sunny gawks at Hunter as he goes.
Tight. Cool and tight. Like you.
Catch you later.
Bye. What the hell, Lupe? If my mom finds out, I'm dead.
She won't find out. She's conveniently out of town, and according to every teen movie we've seen, this is the perfect time to throw a party.
A smile grows on Sunny's face.
You're right. I'm just coming to my house.
In Sunny's kitchen, she and Lupe dance as they pour wine into a punch bowl.
I just had a genius idea. You should invite Logan.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You have to invite him, Lupe. When do I throw parties?
Lupe lowers her eyes sheepishly.
You made me invite Hunter.
Okay, this is for you. Okay?
I'll take it.
They add fruit juice to the bowl, as well as strawberries, pickle juice, and cough syrup.
That's medicine.
Both toast a glass of their murky concoction.
I dub thee the skullfuck.
Ooh. What's a skullfuck?
It's when a guy puts his junk in your mouth and humps your skull.
That's a real thing?
I'll send you some mics. To Hunter!
To Logan!
They knock back their drinks, then retch in unison.
Oh, God! God! Fuck, I feel that in my eyeballs.
I don't like it.
Kids play beer pong in Sunny's festive living room. Kyle shows cards to a jock.
Pick your card, any card.
The jock knocks the deck down.
Now I've got more cards.
Kids are on the couch.
No one is drinking our punch.
These people have no taste.
Lupe drinks while she's off with Sunny. Sunny peers outside, then eyes Lupe's phone.
Is that Logan?
No. Billy Eilish's dog is doing an Instagram live. No sign of Hunter?
No, not yet.
A pickup pulls up outside.
There's a truck. There's a truck. It could be the neighbors. No, they're out of town.
Hunter strolls up the lawn.
It's him. It's him. Oh, my God. Okay, okay. How's my hair? How's my face? How am I? How am I?
You are gorgeous. All right? I got you something.
A condom.
I got a bowl of them at Hot Topic. But it's not for sex. I mean, it is, but it's not why I'm giving it to you. It's like a good luck charm, right? Like a rabbit's foot. Tastes like strawberries.
Sunny puts it to her nose.
It's a big night for you, all right? Mm-hmm. Throwing a rager, inviting your crush. I just want you to have the best time. Thank you. Right.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
Get him. Yeah. Do it.
Okay.
Have fun. Yes. Make good choices. Love you.
Sunny answers the door, and Megan barges in with Emma and others.
No offense, but I can't believe this is the party I'm at tonight.
I like your shoulder glitter.
Hey, I thought it was like stink of curry in here, but it smells normal.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Hunter lingers in front of Sunny.
Hey.
Hi.
Sunny.
Hunter. Want a skull fuck?
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, no. It's the name of a drink. I don't want you to fuck my skull. Or anyone's skull. Unless you want to. You're allowed to fuck people's skulls. I'm gonna stop now.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
Sunny pours him a cup.
Is that what I think it is?
Yeah.
Rocking Ball Z. Nice.
He sniffs the drink.
Okay, this is a very weird deja vu, but when I was little, I put strawberry milk in a Yu-Gi-Oh mug, and it was under my bed for, like, 3 weeks, and... It smelled exactly like this.
You don't have to drink it.
Wow, why is that spicy?
There's some pickle juice in there.
It's spicy. It's like really spicy.
Also cough syrup.
Teens use a keg while others mingle. Lupe's on her phone as she ambles through the crowd.
Dude, I know it's like psychopathic to leave a voicemail, but I figured you were driving in context.
Just checking on what your ETA is, because I'm just, like, a little nervous. And also, can't wait to see you and, like, meet ya. You'll meet Sunny. It'll be great. Anyway, just text me when you're close.
Kyle sneaks up.
I'm close.
Jesus, what the fuck, Kyle?
Sorry, it's just a bit I do where I throw my voice. See? I'm close. And now, I'm calm.
What? Ew. Don't ever put your hot breath on my ear again. Send chills down my spine.
Hey, jeez. Just came here to refresh my beverage. Muy bueno, margaritas. Did I say that right?
Lupe squints as she gulps down her drink.
Kyle, I'm sorry, but you're a moron, and your blazer makes me sad. Just go away.
Partying and drinking, I feel so stimulated. Is this what white privilege feels like?
And things going good with Hunter?
Oh, yeah. He likes Sailor Moon, too. He's like the perfect man. I'm gonna show him my Sailor Mercury Funko. Oh, my God. I want to suck his face so bad.
Whoa, all right. Drunk Sonny is bold.
Loop, I'm going to kiss him tonight, and I'm not going to take no for an answer. But, like, consensually.
Always.
Yes. All right, you go do that. I'll go around.
Sonny avoids two guys, then stops in earshot of Megan.
I know, this party sucks.
Oh, my God. If Connor wasn't here, I would have ran out of here screaming.
Did you see her room with all the toys?
Oh, my God, I heard she's actually 12 years old, but her mom made her skip a bunch of grades.
That's why she dresses like a huge American Girl doll. So sad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sunny covers her face and bolts down a hall. She slinks into the bedroom and puts her back to the wall. Sunny observes the floral shirt and overalls she wears, then has a look of resolve. She rushes to a closet, then pulls shirts and cardigans off the rack. Sunny sifts through a pile of clothes, then finds a tie-dye sweater and folds the midsection. She skitters through the hall to grab a bag from another room. In front of a vanity mirror, Sunny pokes her eye while applying makeup, then lets her hair down.
Sucking on my titties like you want.
She crudely trims the sweater into a midriff, then cuts panties into a thong. In a black skirt and crop top, Sunny poses in front of the mirror with her hair hanging down.
Hey, Hunter. You didn't recognize me? It's Sunny. You got this, Sunny. You are a grown woman. This is the real me. And you have erogenous zones. I don't show this side at school because I don't want to overwhelm people. You've got tits.
You smell really nice.
So, you have a pussy. You know, if you're up for it, then I could, ride you, boy. You're gonna get that dick.
You're gonna get that dick. Go get that dick. Go get that dick. Yes!
Sunny steps out of the bedroom and fixes her skirt. She struts down the hall, then touches the walls as she stumbles. Sunny staggers up to Emma and Hunter's ponytailed friend, Rake.
Hey, have you seen Hunter? I actually think he's with Megan. Do you know where they went?
Rake shrugs.
What was I saying? Oh, the CIA declassified these documents that basically...
Sunny rolls her eyes, then ventures into the living room. She finds Megan's shoulder glitter rubbed off on a lampshade. Sunny meanders through her crowded living room. She grabs the shoulder of a man who looks like Hunter, and the stranger glares back at her. Sunny steps outside to find Hunter helping Megan into his truck. Sunny gapes as Hunter takes off with Megan. His truck swerves around a parked car. With a forlorn expression, Sunny drags her feet inside, then retreats upstairs. She pushes past a jock and other partygoers. Sunny shuts herself in the bathroom and startles Kyle.
Sorry. I didn't know anyone else was here.
No, it's fine. I'm not going number one.
Kyle wipes a tear from his cheek.
My eyes are, though.
Are you having a shitty time at this party, too?
It's just... everybody sees me as this macho, Christian, warrior-type guy like Chris Pratt, but I have feelings, too.
I know. Of course. Sorry.
Kyle bats his eyelids awkwardly.
Can I ask you a question?
He cocks his brow.
Do you see me as this, like, unsexy 12-year-old?
What? No. I think you're very womanly. You've got a great figure. You got the whole Princess Jasmine thing going on.
That's the incorrect ethnic group.
Oh.
But.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's kind of the closest princess we've got, so I'll take it.
I like your new look. It's cool. It's mature.
You're nice.
Sunny puckers her lips as she smiles.
Want a hug?
Sure.
Kyle wraps his arms around Sunny, and she closes her eyes. He smiles as he caresses her back. They embrace for a moment until Sunny's hand drifts down to Kyle's crotch. Kyle's eyes shoot open and he trembles while Sunny furrows her brow over his shoulder.
I'm touching your thing.
Yeah, you are.
She strokes him more vigorously, and Kyle backs up to gaze into her eyes. Sunny looks him up and down, then hops up onto the counter. She hastily unbuckles Kyle's belt, then peels down her underwear. His pack of cards hits the floor.
Oh, wow. I've never seen a thong in real life before.
Here, take this.
Are you sure you want this?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. Me too.
Kyle blows into the condom. He stretches the condom, and Sunny watches him put it on.
It smells like Fruity Pebbles.
Yum.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. He sidles in between her legs.
I can't reach.
Grab the squatty potty. Yeah.
With his pants around his ankles, Kyle grabs a toilet stool, then steps up on it. He leans forward between Sunny's legs.
Oh, exit only. Whoa,
sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Just...
Okay.
She clings to him as he thrusts. Sunny contorts her face. They make eye contact, and Sunny awkwardly looks away.
Does this feel good? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Wow.
He lurches forward and holds her. Kyle pulls away with a stunned look.
We just did it. We did it.
Yeah, we sure did.
He frantically pulls his pants up.
Oh my gosh. I just had premarital sex. How did that happen so fast? It's like something just took over me. How does everything change in just a few seconds?
I don't know.
I'm drunk. I know I shouldn't have had that margarita mix. You can't tell anyone about this.
I won't. I won't tell anyone about this.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have to go pray.
Kyle looks over his shoulder before he disappears into the hall. A husky girl walks in.
Hey, do you have a tampon? It's like the elevator from The Shining down there.
On the couch.
Hey, Logan. Are you okay? I'm worried. Call or, text. But also, I'm cool and I'm good. So whenever you get here, that's great. Hey, look, it's other friends at... Emma, what's going on?
Lupe lets her phone drop as Sunny joins her with two red cups.
You good?
They stare off as Lupe drinks.
What's good, anyway? Are you a good...
Lupe sneers.
No, I'm not.
Lupe and Sunny pound their drinks. They lounge and laugh on the sofa as partygoers buzz around them. Sunny and Lupe pass out on each other as the party rages on. Three young ladies take a selfie with the unconscious duo, and a couple makes out nearby. The husky girl also falls asleep on the couch, and her face gets covered in Sharpie. Others crowd around and stack cups on the girls' heads. The Husky girl wakes up and heads out with a group parading a cake. The next day, Lupe stirs on the sofa. She scrunches her face as Sunny vacuums.
Alarm ever.
Oh my God, why are you doing this to me? It's already noon. I just wanted to get a head start.
Sunny holds a bucket.
What's a bucket for? Oh, fuck. Yeah.
That.
Oh, here. This helps.
Oh, thanks, man.
Oh, yeah. Ah. This place is looking good. Probably your mom knows you spent the whole weekend doing flashcards and diddling yourself as usual.
Oh, did Logan come?
Lupe drinks Pedialyte and shakes her head.
Never showed up. Sorry, that sucks. How about you? What happened?
Sunny's slack-jawed for a moment.
I had sex. Wait, what? Oh my God, you lost your virginity to Hunter? Dude, tell me everything.
Sunny grins timidly.
I was so drunk, so it's a little hazy, to be honest.
No. You are a woman now. Welcome to the club.
Did you bang your crush at your own party? You are my hero.
Just tell me everything you remember, sex master.
I have to pee.
Oh.
Sunny puts the bucket down next to Lupe.
Rhodes, we'll talk after you empty that bladder.
Oh, that bucket smells. Interesting.
Lupe retches, then hugs the bucket herself. In the bathroom. Sunny cocks her head, then shifts to check between her legs. She double-takes at a crumpled condom in the toilet water, and a look of horror washes over her. On the couch, Lupe reads a text from Logan that says, "I'm sorry, I couldn't find a ride, and then my phone died. I really want to meet you. My band is playing in Agatha tonight. Can you come?" She also gets a picture of a bucktooth carryout box with the band's name, Rancid Tofu. Lupe types as Sunny rushes up from behind.
Lupe?
Lupe peers over her shoulder.
I was peeing. And a condom fell out.
What?
A condom was inside me. A condom full of goo. Just like a goo balloon sitting in there with like a condom full of spermatozoa. I could get pregnant. My mom's gonna kill me. And then she's gonna kill herself. It's gonna be a murder-suicide. And my head is killing me. That could be TSS. Lume, that could be toxic shock syndrome. I've never even put a tampon inside me. It has carcinogens.
It's okay. It's all right? Your headache is probably just from a hangover. All right, so let's go to the pharmacy, get you some aspirin, and the Plan B pill. Just in case.
Sunny shakes her head.
Is there an alternative?
You mean a plan B?
The duo cruises through town. Lupe on a longboard and Sunny on a bike. Lupe smokes her vape on their way to a pharmacy.
So basically, a squinkle means little kid, but I love that word. I love the way it sounds. Like, come on, just try it with me.
Esquinkle.
Okay, wait, where is this supposed to be? I don't see it anywhere. It's not these
islands. No, we have to go up to the gallery.
What?
Sunny hides behind Lupe.
Indian mafia. They're everywhere.
Sunny, there's no secret network of Indians reporting back to your mom. Don't worry about him, okay? He's a professional. Come on, let's go.
An Indian pharmacist smiles as the girls approach his desk.
Good morning. It's so refreshing to see a young woman from our little slice of the earth. India?
Yes, sir. My mom's from Tamil Nadu.
Oh, my family's Punjabi. You know, you really remind me of my daughter. She just got into Northwestern. I mean, look at you two, huh? I mean, look at this. The two of you, you could be twins. Oh, here, hold it up there.
No, that's okay.
Come on, yeah. Yeah, please, look. Look at this.
Sunny holds the portrait.
I want to get a picture for my wife. My gosh, look, you're spitting image here. Oh, God. Okay, I'll take that back. Very
Thank
nice.
You.
Okay. What can I do for you, my dear?
I would like...
Sunny's tight-lipped as she nods and Lupe notices.
I, need the Plan B pill. I love you.
The Plan B pill?
Do you have any ID?
Yeah.
Sunny smiles awkwardly as Lupe digs her ID out of her bag. Lupe hands it over to the man, who reads it.
Yeah, oh, you're 17. I'm sorry, but I declined to offer you the Plan B pill. Have a nice day.
What? Why? You can't do that.
Yes, I can. It's a little thing called the conscience clause. See, any medical professional in the great state of South Dakota can refuse to sell birth control drugs to someone if it goes against their beliefs. And around here, it does. Honestly, it really helps me sleep at night.
Okay. What about me? Her? What are we supposed to do here?
I'm sorry, but my hands are tied, morally speaking.
The girls bust out of the pharmacy.
Conscience clause?
Honey,
a conscience clause? How is this even real? God, one dumb mistake and it's going to ruin the rest of my life. Great. Just like my mom said.
Sunny plops on a bench that has a real estate ad with her mom's face.
Oh my God, she's everywhere.
Okay, look. Your life is not over. What if we Amazon Prime the pill?
Tomorrow's Sunday, so it would get here like Monday the earliest. That's too late.
What about a hospital?
You choke on my insurance. Fuck. Punch me right now. Punch me in the uterus.
Okay, you'd have to already be pregnant for that to work. Wait. Planned Parenthood?
Yes. Okay, Google. Is there one near us?
They check their phones.
All right. The nearest one is in Rapid City. Not bad.
It's already 1:30. It's going to take us like 69 hours to get there.
What?
Lupe gets up to look at Sunny's phone.
Why are you looking at biking directions?
Well, how else are we going to get there? We don't have a car.
Yeah, we do.
A minivan with Sunny's mom's ad on it.
No. No, absolutely not.
Well, picture this. You, your mom, your baby, driving around, going to school, going to open houses, baby on board sticker in the back.
Sunny stares ahead with a tense jaw.
Fine.
Sunny peels her mom's ad off the rear window. In the van, Lupe queues up directions to Planned Parenthood. Sunny opens the tailgate and a poster falls out. She throws her fists, then stuffs all her mom's signage in the back. Lupe eyes the directions on Sunny's phone while having the address to Logan's gig zoomed in on hers. The flyer reads, Rockin' Bull in Agatha, a city on the path to their destination. Sunny then hops into the driver's seat.
Okay, so ideally, I take the pill within 24 hours of...
Sunny jerks her seatbelt.
...encounter. So, hopefully that should be fine. It's like 3 hours there. I got it. So hopefully, it'll be like 3 hours there and like, hopefully we don't get like a wait time or anything. So that works out perfectly. So, it'll be easy. It'll be so easy, right? It'll be easy.
You're not alone. We're gonna do this together, okay?
Lupe's hand is on Sunny's as they shift in reverse. Sunny starts to back into the road, but adjusts to go the opposite way.
No.
The duo hits the road, cruising past a hardware store. They drive down winding highways through wintry forestland. In the van, Lupe fiddles with the radio.
Witness.
Huh.
I wonder what this is.
Sunny squints.
Christian trap? Yeah, I believe it is.
The girls bob their heads.
It's kind of good. Okay, good. Because I secretly love this song so much. So fucking good, dude.
Sunny gapes at Lupe.
That's my testimony. Don't believe in God, you burn in hell. What? I'd be lonely. But I got your back, dog.
Got the Holy Spirit in your hands.
Go move. Ooh, I believe in miracles too. Baby girl, show me what that prayer gon' do.
Who are you?
I was going to church on Sunday.
Okay, so like you really like it. Like you know all the words like it.
Oh yeah. No, you will too.
Later.
Oh my God. Did you hear that? Did you just fart? What?
What? Do it all for Jesus.
Lupe snacks, then throws popcorn at Sunny's eye.
No, these are my pretzels.
Do it all for Jesus.
Lupe blows smoke, and Sunny fans the air.
God dang, Lupe, take it easy on that thing.
What? It's a mango one. You love mangoes.
Yeah, but every time I smell mangoes now, I'm picturing your insides rotting. Didn't you read that article I sent you on popcorn lung?
Yes, but I didn't finish it because the title made me hungry.
Sunny shakes her head.
So...
Now that we're sitting in the car for hours alone, why don't you tell me about your sexual awakening?
I don't know, it's not a big deal.
Lupe shakes her head slightly.
Are you being weird about it? Because he was weird. Did he keep his cardigan on? Does he have like a giant hairy birthmark on his dick?
Ew, no.
Oh my god, did you fuck on your mom's bed? Or was it on your bed? Did you have that little stuffed elephant just staring right at you? Was it, like, involved in the action or something?
Dude, stop.
Lupe's smile fades as Sonny watches the road with a tense jaw.
Wait, was it bad? Did he do something to you? I'll fucking kill him.
No. God, no. It wasn't...
Okay.
I don't know.
Merge onto I-90.
It's blocked.
Take the exit.
Bitch! I can't!
It's okay. It's all right. We'll just take the next one.
Lupe gives Sonny a keen look. Their van whizzes past an exit that's blocked off by traffic cones. Now, it's dark out as the duo idles down a dirt path.
Okay, we've been driving around in circles for an hour. Where in the absolute fuck are we?
Please make a U-turn when possible.
But it's getting late, and I need to get that pill.
It gets dark super early in the winter. We'll make it.
Please make a U-turn when possible.
I just did that.
Lupe goes in reverse.
I don't like this bitch's tone.
Please make a U-turn when possible.
Fuck you!
Sonny's GPS reads no signal available.
Shit! We're in a dead zone!
Fuck. Dude, what are we gonna do?
My mom keeps a map behind one of these seats. Can you...
Lupe reaches into the back seat.
Yes, okay.
Wonderful. Oh my god. Okay. Look at this thing. It's huge.
Where are we on here?
Okay. There's a greenish line here. Mm-hmm. What do these red lines mean? Traffic?
This needs a pinch and zoom. We were looking at North Dakota.
Lupe shoots a look at Sunny.
You know, Westeros, like the back of your hand, but you can't tell what state we're looking at.
Wait, I see a light. We're safe.
Lupe crumples up the map.
Fuck you, paper.
Heart of sin.
They pull into a gas station where two hillbillies loiter by a pickup truck. The girls head toward a mini mart.
All right, make it quick.
Lupe flips the men off.
Oh, hello, hello, ladies.
Oh, God.
A couple of beautiful young women, how are you?
So beautiful.
Excuse me?
Looks like we got a couple of hot tamales.
An old man passes.
Okay, I get it.
Oh, I got a place you can put that finger.
At the counter.
Hey, give me some sugar.
How are you doing, sir?
Hey, good evening.
Thank you for your service.
Excuse me?
Hi.
Hi, Doris.
That's right.
I was wondering if you could help me get back onto the highway. We're headed toward Rapid City.
Oh, yeah, sure. You're going to go right out to that road you were on, and you're going to keep on driving until you get to Neil Larson's corn farm.
Neil Larson's corn farm?
Ah, you don't know Neil?
No.
He's the only person around here who grows dent corn instead of sweet corn. Crazy.
Yeah. So?
You're going to start counting. You're going to give yourself a 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. You'll go to 20 Mississippi, and then you'll take a right at the Doll Museum.
Are there any street names?
You know, probably. So then you're going to come to a rock. But not just any rock.
A text from this Kyle rock. Asks, can we talk?
And then things get a tiny bit strange. There's a few houses with bullet holes in them. You'll go 6 more Mississippis, and you will be on the highway.
Okay. I think I got that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And if you guys got some time, I don't know what you got and what you don't got, but if you got some time, get up in that Doll Museum. You are gonna love it. It's beautiful. I got married there.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, well, congrats is not quite the word.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Something happened.
Doris nods with a solemn expression.
What happened?
You want to guess?
It was an amicable split.
No, way worse. You want to guess?
I don't really want to. No.
He did that thing from Footloose, where he had one foot in each car window, and he was sort of surfing, but, you know, one started going faster and veering a little to the right, and one started veering a tiny bit to the left, and he just split right in half, right up the seam of his balls and just right up the middle of his face. And just the right half of them was on one side, the left half of them was on the other. So we weren't married very long, but we had a beautiful wedding amongst those short-haired dolls.
How much for the food?
You know what? I like you too. Let's call it $2.67.
Outside, Lupe shows off two necklaces.
Look what I got. A little token of my friendship.
Yeah.
It's a friendship necklace.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
Isn't that cool, dude? Look at these things.
I wasn't sure about you, but now. Matching.
Hello, pretty ladies.
Hello.
Bill and I were just having a couple of beers just waiting for you to come back.
Lupe glares.
Why don't you just fuck off, okay?
Okay, we got a little live one here.
Hey, Bill, I got a question. Do you think these two Mexicans got spicy tacos?
Are you talking about our vaginas?
Yeah, I like to put my burrito in that taco with a side of beans, if you know what I mean.
Like, I'm South Asian, so like that metaphor doesn't track, actually.
What's the equivalent of your taco?
Rotis, or like okay. Naan or something.
They're fucking idiots, so they won't even get it.
Why don't you show us?
I don't think
like,
so.
Please leave. So
you don't
oh,
think
if
so.
You take one step closer, I'll pee on you. Oh. Seriously, I'll pee on you, dude. Okay, I saw a TED Talk that says that peeing discourages sexual assault, so I intend on peeing on you, and I don't miss, bucko.
She can't even
do it. All right, Sunny, start peeing. Do it.
Sunny's eyes bulge as she strains.
She's gonna pass out. Pee on my face right now.
Philip Peterson, as I live and breathe, I thought that was you.
Doris?
Yeah, Doris. Yeah, we know each other.
She knows my mom.
I'll tell her you say hi.
No, don't.
Why don't you shut the fuck up? Bitch.
Look at her face.
Doris holds a bat. She bashes the truck's floodlights, then raises her bat at the men.
I think you boys should leave.
Doris, don't tell my mom. Don't fragile.
The men run to the truck.
Don't tell my mom.
We'll see how it shakes down, Philip.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Sure.
Wow.
Are you okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Doris. Great. Thank you so much. Okay.
What do you got? Mm-hmm. Tobacco, like every other teenager?
It's marijuana. It's marijuana.
Little weebsy deedsy. You know, I will trade you a few hits off of that for those friendship crystals that you stole.
Lupe stares off, frozen.
You stole these? They were really overpriced.
She took them. That's why I came out with the bat.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I feel like we'll be even Stevens.
The girls sit inside with Doris as she takes a hit.
So the condom just fell out?
Yeah.
I've been there.
So I need the morning after pill, like now. So that's what we're trying to do.
Well, we're headed to Planned Parenthood in Rapid City. So.
Well, I hate to tell you, but they're probably closed for the night.
Shit. Fuck. My 24-hour window is closing rapidly. I'm down to like 61% efficacy after 48 hours.
You know, I wonder if my nephew Andy could help you girls.
Yeah?
Oh, what?
He gets me Oxy at Canadian prices. Because here, it is too expensive, and there's some doctors who won't prescribe it. Like mine.
I think there's only one hit left in that.
I feel like there's a little more, so I'm going to keep going on it. Okay. You know how earlier I told you to go down to the doll museum and take that right? You won't take that right. You'll just keep counting. 16 Mississippi. And then you're going to take a left instead. And he is set up in the playground next to the middle school.
He's in the playground?
Yeah. That's where his office is, because he is not allowed to do business from his mom's house anymore.
Sunny blinks with a heavy brow. In the dead of night, the girls pull up to a secluded playground.
I think we're here.
They look around as they leave the van behind.
Oh, man. Playgrounds go from fun to creepy really quick at night.
Yo, what do you want?
Hello?
We're looking for Andy. His Aunt Doris sent us here.
Oh, Auntie Dee. Yeah, okay. She says you're cool. We can do that business.
A teen in a beanie bumbles down a slide.
Ow! Welcome to the kingdom. What can I get you fine females this evening?
We need the morning after pill.
Oh, levonorgestrel? That shit has been flying off my shelves. All these girls getting seated up. Like to put that yogurt right in the cup. Check that shit out. I got one more right here.
A pill in a bag.
Yeah. Okay, that could be anything.
No, that's a pill.
Andy examines it.
Or speed. It's like a really small chance it might be PCP.
The girls raise both their brows at Andy, who snaps out of it.
No, it's a pill. Shit, you have me scared. It's one hundo.
No, 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 I'm sorry. I'm not paying for an unmarked pill. That's probably PCP. No.
Really small chance it's PCP. Suit yourself. You want that label shit, I got you. I got Premarin, I got Ritalin, Next Level Latisse, I got Bad Coke, I got Ephedra. I smoked two of those. I saw God. Look like a rat. That's just Excedrin. I got meth. I got fake IDs. I got meth.
You sell fake IDs.
He shows off multiple.
Do I sell fake IDs? Check it out. Look at this. I got one that looks just like you.
Okay, well, Loop, if we find a 24-hour pharmacy, then, I mean, maybe we can use a fake ID.
Too happy.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Great.
Oh, shit. Look at that. It's like a doppelbanger.
How much is it?
$300.
That's steep. Okay, how's $50 and a weed vape?
What? No.
It's for the cause, dude. I'll pay you back later.
No, I'll fuck with vapes. That shit'll kill you. $400.
It was only three a second ago.
I don't have to tell you. Supply and demand, okay? Shit, like, fluctuates with the market. But, like, I feel you. If that's too much, we can find another way to pay. Some of that.
Andy mimes fellatio with his mouth in hand.
What?
Okay, okay, gross.
Ew.
Gross.
No.
God, I'm 17.
We're both 17. What the fuck?
Dude, so am I. I just have, like, literally never drank water in my life.
Sonny squints at him.
Okay, yeah, no, this is disgusting. We're gonna just go.
Hold on. If this is the only way, then it's the only way.
What? No, it's not the only way. This is not the only way.
I can't get pregnant, dude.
You're not gonna get pregnant, but we're also not gonna freaking suck his dick in a freaking weird playground.
I'm running out of options. I'm running out of time. I have to do it.
Okay, if there's any consolation, he's gonna be, like, so fast.
Oh, God damn. Okay, we don't have to do this.
I'm sucking his dick.
No, 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 no.
Andy eyes the two.
I'm gonna suck his dick.
What? You can't suck his dick. No. I'm gonna suck his dick.
I love you. We're in this together. I'm gonna suck his dick.
I'm not gonna let you suck his dick.
My innocent little precious little baby, okay? Doesn't mean anything to me, all right? I've done this before.
I believe in her. She can do it.
Just shut up.
Let me suck his dick. Okay,
no,
let me
suck his dick.
It's my mess. It's my problem. It's my dick. My problem. My dick. My problem. My Loop, please. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Lupe tries to speak, and Sonny frowns.
Just don't judge me, okay?
What? Oh, never.
Oh, shit. That's a good-ass friend.
The girls embrace.
I'm gonna suck it.
Go in there, man.
Okay. I'm here. If you need me. Just don't skull fuck me, okay?
Can't even move my pelvis like that.
Sonny kneels down. Andy's penis has a Prince Albert piercing.
Oh, fuck! Your dick is pierced?
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. There was so much blood at Claire's. You know, personally, I hate it, but it feels really good for the ladies.
No.
Oh, you'll see.
Andy's penis shakes as Sonny inches closer to it.
I don't know what I'm doing. I literally have no idea what I'm doing.
Right, okay. Just, like, pretend you're eating a banana, but don't use your teeth.
Yeah, definitely don't use your teeth.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Sonny intently eyes the penis, and Lupe tries to look away.
Nico.
Andy closes his eyes with a grin. Sonny abruptly turns away, and the piercing gets snatched in her hair.
I can't do it.
Sonny? Sonny?
Oh, my God!
A bloody gash on Andy's penis.
You ripped my dick!
Oh, my God!
Oh,
Sunny tries to get it out of her hair.
Holy shit, you're dead!
Lupe steals an ID, and Andy runs with his pants down.
Oh, God! Get in the eye!
Get in!
Get back here! Oh, fuck me, it's coming! Oh, fuck, ow!
Is it my hair? Is it my hair? I can't see it!
The van speeds off down a dark road.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Who am I? Who am I? I literally almost sucked a bedazzled penis for a fake ID. Yeah. You did get it, right? You stole it?
Oh yeah. Okay. And now I'm a thief. Okay. Okay.
What? Dude, this is a 60-year-old man! What?
Let me see that. Wow. Well, if you don't wax your mustache, you could probably pull off Pablo Jimenez III.
Are you fucking kidding me? I was on my literal knees for a fake ID that I can't even use.
Oh, hey. But I also got this.
The bag.
Yes, okay, yes, yes, you sneaky genius. Yeah. Thank you, thank God. Okay, maybe we can look up what the pill is. Yeah. Is there anything written on it?
They pull over and inspect it.
I see. A clown face or a pee or...
Okay, hold on.
I don't know.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, it also kind of looks like a little worn down. It's kind of faded. Is a faded thing good?
What do you mean faded?
Faded, like, is it, like, old? I don't know, like, will that be great? See that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my mom. My mom is calling me. What do I do?
No, I don't know. This is why I ignore my dad's phone calls, and I just pretend to be the busy signal. Like, beep, beep, beep. Do you want me to try it for you?
No, how is that helpful? No.
Well, she's not going to know if you're freaking out, so just be normal. Be normal. Yeah.
Okay.
Be normal. I'll look for the pill.
Great. Normal.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Sunita. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm so good. How are you?
Good.
This real estate convention is so crazy.
Yeah, so many people, new technologies.
What was that?
I just drank water and it went down the wrong pipe, Ma. Sorry.
That is really bad. Be careful when you are swallowing.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Mom. I'll be careful when I'm swallowing.
Okay. Well, I will see you tomorrow.
Sunita?
Yes, Mom.
When you finish your prep test, look in the cabinet above the microwave. I left a little surprise for you.
Oh, I can't hide anything from you. It's a little bag of Hershey Kisses I made for you. When you finish, but no cheating. Only after you finish.
Okay, my good girl. I love you. Good night.
Good night, Mom. Love you.
Sunny hangs up, then deflates in her seat.
I'm a piece of shit, dude.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. She thinks I'm this perfect person, her perfect little girl. Like, what if she knew? Like, what if she knew that I almost, like, blew monster energy drinking goblin? Or that I... had sex. I lost my virginity in our home bathroom.
She's not gonna find out, okay?
I think I left the condom in the toilet. I think I left it in the toilet. It's just swimming around in the...
Sunny?
It looks like an egg drop soup.
Sunny, don't spiral, okay? Just breathe. Look at me. Everything is gonna be okay, okay?
Sunny scrunches her face.
Maybe you need some rest. Give your eyes a break. Let me take a shift.
Listen, I'm gonna take a break when all the sperm inside me are dead, okay? For now, we're gonna go to the Planned Parenthood. We're gonna park out in the parking lot until they
Sunny,
open, until
Sunny,
we know that they're open.
Get out of the car. I'm driving.
The girls step out and Lupe takes the driver's seat. On the road, Sunny nods off while studying her SAT prep book.
Sneaking words into your pockets, bleeding lyrics from my veins. Oh, I would ride behind.
Lupe gently lifts Sunny's drooping head and rests it against the seat.
I was there, no you. Ooh, ooh.
Lupe gets a picture of the band doing a sound check. Logan follows up with a text saying, "Wish you were here."
For you.
She smiles, then shifts her gaze between Sunny and the road ahead. Lupe cocks her brow, then takes a detour past a highway sign for Agatha. Sunny wakes up as Lupe pulls into a bowling alley parking lot.
Don't be mad.
Sunny glares as Lupe grins.
Are we at a bowling alley?
Yeah.
Lupe.
I know, but look, Planned Parenthood is closed for the night, right?
Right.
And then we can't get the pill tonight.
So we're going bowling?
Well, possibly. But Logan's band is playing here in Agatha.
Lupe.
No, look, I know.
Agatha?
I know, but look, we don't have time to kill. You know, I just thought it might... It could be fun. Go in there, get a little music action.
Mm-hmm. Sunny cracks a smile.
Okay, fine.
Yeah?
Fine.
Okay.
Lupe comes around to meet Sunny, then checks her reflection.
I used to take singing lessons in Agatha.
Oh, yeah?
Keys?
Yeah. Right, got them?
Lupe hands the keys over, then spreads open her sports jacket.
Shirt from the party, so do I smell good?
It's like musky.
Okay.
In a good way.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wait.
Lupe turns to Sunny, sporting hoop earrings and their friendship necklace.
Do I look okay?
What's happening right now?
No, just like my lines.
Sunny gapes at Lupe.
I've never seen you nervous before. How are you nervous? Don't kid me. How are you nervous right now? It's like one dude and like a string of dudes. I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. It's just, this one is, you know, different.
Okay, but you know that you're the catch here, right? I know you like him, but you're the catch. Like, Lupe, if Logan looks at you and does not instantly worship you, then, like, he's a straight-up dildo, so...
Lupe smirks.
You know, I'm going to be there the whole time. I'm with you. We're together on this.
Thank you.
The girls clasp hands. Lupe opens the front door, and they venture into a bowling alley under UV light.
Not that he knows that you have to get it.
I just want to hold the door for you.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Okay.
Sunny stops.
Oh, my God. Shit. Indian Mafia, look.
A bearded Indian man.
Shit, Indian Mafia.
He shoves a girl.
Maybe I should leave just...
Sunny, hey.
Hunter walks up.
Hunter.
Holy shit, what a turn of events.
What are you doing here?
My buddies wanted to check out the band, and this place doesn't cars, so, you know, something to do. Plus, they have a really cool arcade here. They've got X-Men on original hardware. What are you guys doing?
Lupe has a friend in the band, so...
Cool. Do you guys want to sit with us? We've got a table.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Am I still asleep in the car? Am I dreaming?
No. What dreaming?
Oi, Scoop.
Hey.
Look what I found.
Hey, cool party last night. Some really great conversations.
Yeah, how late did it go? I had to dip out.
Right. I don't know. We passed out. Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. Sunny looks away glumly.
Who does she know in the band?
All eyes turn to a stage as a grungy young white man slings a guitar over his shoulder. He's bare-chested with an open leather jacket.
We are Rancid Tofu.
One, two, three, four!
The band jams out, including a black female drummer with long braids. Lupe gestures to the stage behind her. Lupe leaves Sunny and Hunter sitting shoulder to shoulder. On the dance floor, Lupe rocks to the music with other girls. Rake whips his gaze to Hunter.
Hey, Hunter, I really gotta poop. You wanna come with me?
No.
Rake and another guy take off. As Hunter bobs his head, Sunny pulls away slightly and he scoots closer. Sunny smiles up at Hunter as he looks toward the stage.
They're good.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah. You want to dance?
With me? Like, together?
Yeah.
What about Megan?
What about Megan?
Didn't you, like, hook up at my party? Or?
No. Whoa, no. I gave her a ride home. She was, like, super wasted, and then the second she got in my car, she leaned over and vomited on me.
Oh!
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty freaked out. I almost hit a parked car. You have no idea how hard it is to get glitter bars out of the upholstery.
No, I don't.
Hunter gestures to the dance floor.
You want to dance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It's cool.
Sunny mouths, "Oh, my God." The drummer sings back up as Sonny follows Hunter, who waves his arms. They sway to the beat, and Hunter juts his arms. He mimics an archer slinging an arrow, then does the Batsui. Sonny grins, then wildly intertwines her arms. Hunter and Sonny bob and weave their arms in unison. Lupe turns away from the stage and glances as she makes eye contact with Sonny. Clinging to Hunter, Sonny grins as Lupe thrusts her index finger through a circle made by her other hand. Sonny mouths, "Stop," then casually dances with Hunter as he turns to face her. Lupe grins ear to ear as the lead singer blows a kiss in her direction. Hunter twirls Sonny, then holds her close. Sunny's on her phone as Lupe trots up.
Hey, why? Hi, I was just texting you. Okay, so me and Hunter are gonna go grab a bite. So, are you and Logan chilling for a bit?
Yes, okay. You guessed it. Okay. Can I borrow the keys? We'll just hang in the car.
Oh, yeah, all yours. But wait, no, I want to meet Logan. I'll just tell Hunter to, like, wait a second for me.
Oh, no. It's cool. You go chill with your boy, all right? You can meet Logan after.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
All right. Make sure the condom fits next.
Come on, shh.
The girls go their separate ways, and Lupe saunters toward the stage.
Hey, Logan.
The drummer looks up from her kid and smiles.
Lupe. Oh, hi.
Logan embraces Lupe.
I thought I recognized that ass out there. Oh, shit, I'm so sweaty. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. No. You're perfect.
Wow, it is a tribute to see you in 3D.
I know.
Did you like the show?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was fucking awesome. You slayed it on the drums. Seriously. I've kind of always wanted to play, but I have terrible rhythm.
Nah, I don't believe that for a second. I saw you out there. Come on.
Okay.
Logan shows her kid to Lupe.
All right.
Whoa, careful. Okay?
Yeah.
Take these.
All right.
Lupe takes drumsticks, and Logan guides her from behind.
Okay.
All right. I can't. You're nailing it. I think you're pretty good.
Logan purses her lips.
Yo, Logan.
Ooh.
The lead singer walks up with booze.
Well, are you going to introduce me?
Xander, this is Lupe.
Lupe. Oh, so you're the chick that she's been texting during band practice. Hey, are you coming to Doug's?
I don't know, maybe later. I'm gonna hang out with my friend, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have a car, so if you want later, I can drive you.
Oh my God, you have a car? That's so sick.
Okay, that's enough.
That's so
Stop
cute.
Teasing her.
I'm sorry, okay, I'm sorry. Hey,
I'll see you later,
hey, you
okay?
You two have fun. Call you if I need a ride, okay?
Oh my
Love
God.
You.
Fuck off. Love you.
Logan holds Lupe's shoulders.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh, he's great.
Yeah, he's a lot, but he's the best.
He seems like it.
Do you want to go spark up?
They smoke weed in Sunny's van.
Yes. This is great.
Oh, man.
Lupe takes another hit.
I never get to smoke actual weed.
What?
I have a vape because my dad...
The rents will catch the sniffs.
Indeed.
Logan tokes.
That's really brave of you to wear that pin around here.
A rainbow infinity symbol.
Of all the names that I have been called for wearing this, brave is definitely first. I like your necklace.
Logan points to Lupe's friendship crystal.
Thank you. Sunny and I got it at a gas station. It's a friendship crystal.
You talk about her a lot. Are you and Sunny, like, more than friends?
Oh, no. Oh, God. she's my best friend.
Ah.
And I would probably kill for her. Literally do anything for her. Mm. Seriously, it's gotten weird. But no.
Yeah, she doesn't even know I like people like you.
Oh, like really cool people, you mean?
Yeah, like really cool people, regardless of what's in their pants.
Mm. Have you thought about telling her?
Yeah. Yeah. I just haven't found the right moment. You know? I don't know.
They lock eyes for a moment.
Did you ever have a hard time telling anyone?
My parents.
Hmm. Yeah. So, how did you tell them?
Oh, I didn't. They walked in on me.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Lupe takes a drag, then peers at Logan.
So what happened?
My mom cried. Dad called me a disappointment, and it was, you know, went predictably downhill from there.
Lupe stares off.
Shit.
Yup.
Sorry. My dad's a pastor.
Whoa.
So, yeah. After my mom died, he just got so insanely strict. Like, I can barely move in that house without him yelling at me. I'm just too much trouble for him. This would definitely be the last straw. I'd be kicked out and going to hell.
Shit.
Yeah.
Logan smiles as she looks Lupe up and down.
I'm sorry.
Lupe smirks and meets Logan's gaze.
I moved in with the band afterwards, and believe it or not, it makes a real difference in your mental health when you are free to be who you are.
Really? What? I wonder what that is like. I don't know.
Logan unclips the pin from her collar. Lupe simpers as Logan fastens the infinity symbol to Lupe's jacket.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. Did I get you?
No, you're fine.
I think that makes you look brave.
Lupe trembles as she and Logan share a tender gaze. Lupe leans in and deeply kisses Logan. Lupe pulls away briefly, then they start making out. They caress one another and tumble as they share a passionate kiss. Lupe climbs on top of Logan and they fondle each other. As they press their lips together, Lupe's hand slides down a foggy car window. Hunter and Sunny have breakfast for dinner in a country-style restaurant.
Some of your ketchup?
Sure. I'm more of a cowboy bebop kind of guy.
Oh, really? What the heck is that?
Sunny eats a waffle.
Did you just dunk that? And like a full dunk?
Mm-hmm. Ketchup.
You know, I've often said that the thing waffles are missing is a savory tang of tomato.
You wouldn't get it. It's my complicated palate.
That's weird. And I've seen my pregnant sister dip pickles into peanut butter.
Our sister's pregnant. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Sunny lowers her eyes with a solemn expression.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm great. I'm perfect. I'm awesome. I'm great.
Hunter looks away and laces his fingers.
Just as a casual observer, you don't seem great.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, I'm having like a weird, rough day, but it's fine. It's great. It's fine.
You know, I know someone who can help with days like that. Yes, if you just give me like 1 second.
Sunny smiles while Hunter fiddles with his plate. He hides behind his plate of waffles, which has blueberry eyes and a strawberry smile.
This is Mr. Waffles, and when he's not being a 1940s announcer, he's being a waffle and a great listener.
Hi, Mr. Waffles.
Why, hello there, Sonny. Oh, hey, let's give him a Belgian accent. Sucre bleu, Sonny.
That's not Belgian. That's like French.
Sonny. What is wrong?
Sunny looks down from Hunter at the waffle.
Mr. Waffles?
Yes.
I just made, like, a really dumb mistake, so.
Oh, no, Sunny, we all make mistakes sometimes. It's okay. What happened?
Sunny flashes a grin before her face turns serious.
I had sex with someone who I don't even like. I was drunk, and it was meaningless, and don't know, it feels like ever since it happened, it feels like the universe has been trying to punish me or something, because now there's a big chance that I might get pregnant. So me and Lupe tried to get the Plan B pill, but the Planned Parenthood is closed down for the night. So I'm literally just a dumb slut who is very stressed out. And I'm sorry for unloading all of this on you and Mr. Waffles, but it just feels like... If you want to switch booths or something, I would totally understand.
Stop.
Because
stop.
This is embarrassing.
Stop. No. First of all, you are not a slut. That word is a bullshit double standard. And second, you are not dumb. You are the furthest thing from dumb. You...
Hunter leans in.
I have been afraid to talk to you for the last 3 years because you are actually the smartest girl in school.
You were scared of talking to me?
Yeah.
You?
Yes. When I was new in ninth grade, you did a presentation on the finished elements. And I'm looking around in class, and I'm like, okay, great, yeah, even the teacher's confused, so I am never going to open my mouth around this girl.
Number one, it's finite element method. But secondly, I am very happy that you decided to open your mouth around me.
Me too.
They share a warm gaze.
And I don't think that you have to feel guilt or shame. I think that you did something that is totally normal, totally human, and Miss Floucher, she might not agree. But you know what? I think that we both know that our sex ed teacher has come nowhere near having sex.
Why is she the one teaching us?
It is a miracle that we're not all pregnant right now. If I didn't have older sisters, honey, I would be an idiot. And I think you're gonna figure this out. And it's gonna be okay. Let me know if I can help.
You are helping.
What am I, chopped liver?
Sunny notices the waffle.
Oh.
Dude, why don't you just get...
Third wheel?
Get out of here. Yeah, third wheel much. Well, do not push me away.
I like her too. Well, dude, we can talk about this later. Do not tell me to talk about it later. I will talk about it right now. This fucking guy.
Lupe and Logan cuddle in the van.
I have one. So if you're on a desert island and... you could only bring Rihanna or TLC, who would you bring? And you have to say TLC.
Yeah, TLC. I love her.
Lupe takes a hit, then passes the joint to Logan. Lupe checks her phone.
Well, Sunny says she'll be out front in 5. And she wants to meet you.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I think I am.
Lupe smiles and grabs Logan's hand.
Fuck. Oh.
What?
The car smells like weed. Oh, no. Sunny is gonna kill me. We gotta hear this bitch out.
You just go get Sunny and I'll take care of it. I'll just, like, roll down the windows and...
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Lupe kisses Logan.
You're the best. She's gonna love you. Rosie! You're everywhere!
Hunter drives Sunny back to the bowling alley in his truck.
Is this,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lupe. Lupe's waiting for me.
Sorry again about the windows being stuck.
No, yeah, it's okay. It helps with the barf smell.
Yeah, that's like... It's like really hard to get out.
Pungent.
Very strong.
Really present, yeah.
They awkwardly glance at one another, and Hunter narrows his eyes.
We're gonna kiss before you get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hunter places his hand on Sunny's cheek, and they kiss passionately. Lupe's beaming as she approaches Hunter's truck. Hunter backs away, and they smile at each other. Sunny hops out and jerks her arms together as Hunter takes off.
Bye, Hunter.
Bye.
See you later.
Sunny waves at his truck.
Oh. You look happy.
You do too. Where's the car?
I parked it in the back for some privacy.
Oh. Ew.
I can't wait for you to meet Logan.
Me neither.
What?
The girls arrive at an empty lot.
They don't... The van, it was...
Lupe shrugs with her hands.
Where is it?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
No, I left it with Logan for a second.
You left my car with a stranger?
Not a stranger. Logan!
Okay, so where is he?
Okay, maybe Logan went with the band to Doug's party.
Okay, where's Doug's party?
I don't know.
Okay, who's Doug?
I don't know.
Sunny's eyes widen as she nods.
Great. Great. Great, that's great. Cracked the case, Sherlock. That's great.
Okay, Lupe. No, there's gotta be an explanation, okay?
Okay. Text him then. Come on, just text him.
Left my phone in the van.
Lupe flails.
Great. Great. Cool.
Call Hunter. Call Hunter. Text Hunter.
I don't have his number.
Sunny checks her phone.
Hi, my phone is at 12%. This was supposed to be easy. This was supposed to be 3 hours there, 3 hours back. That's it.
Lupe cinches her brow.
Okay, no, look. All right. We're going to figure this out. Okay? We're going to figure this out.
Sunny holds up the baggie with a pill inside.
What are you doing?
It's my only choice at this point.
No, it's not. It could be PCP.
Really small chances PCP. Remember?
Sunny. Sunny.
Sunny pops the pill.
No.
Lupe wrestles her.
Let me back in here. No, get it out.
Lupe stumbles away. Sunny swallows the pill.
Great.
Sunny stares Lupe down.
This is your fault.
What? How is this my fault?
It's not my fault. It's not my fault that you got catfished by anemic Harry Styles. It's not my fault that you forced me to throw that party that I didn't even want to throw, Lupe. Okay, you're even the one that handed me the condom.
Yuck, you for good luck nothing you could fuck the first guy who gave you attention.
Wow. Fuck you.
Fuck you!
You're a truly shitty friend.
Sunny glares and Lupe raises her brow.
I'm a shitty friend.
Yeah.
I'm a shitty friend.
Lupe hangs her head, then stares forward.
Friend, find my friends. You can use the Find My Friend app to find my phone in the van.
Cruel twist of irony. No, thank God. It's only 300 Mississippis away. Great.
Sunny abruptly leaves Lupe behind. The girls meander down a highway under a full moon.
Well, the car's gone, but it's a good thing you still have your weed. God, you're the worst.
You know what? Give me a fucking break, Sunny. Okay, I'm done with your selfish bullshit.
I'm selfish.
Right. Yeah. Every time Sunny has a problem, everyone just has to drop everything and forget what they're doing. But you know what? I have problems too, man.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, like what? Getting too high when you watch the movie Cats?
Thank God. Fuck off.
They approach a shoddy home with cars parked out front.
There's the van.
The girls duck down as they skitter across the front lawn. They reach the van, and Sunny tugs on the passenger door.
Okay, shit. It locked on this side. Is it locked on that side?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I could try to break through the car window, but then the alarm would go off. Also, I would have to explain to my mom why it's broken, and that wouldn't be a very fun conversation to have. I don't really have the allowance to pay for it either, because I'm Indian and I don't get allowance.
Why are you talking like that?
How am I talking? Are you okay? You're in slow motion. Catch up.
Oh, Sunny. I think what you took was speed.
Sunny's eyes bulge.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense because I feel like I have all the solutions to the world's problems right now. Global warming is definitely the hardest puzzle, but oh my God, this would be the perfect time to take the PSAT.
Sunny, shut the fuck up. The car. What do we do about the car?
Okay, yeah. All right, hold on.
Lupe makes a face as Sunny rapidly darts her eyes.
Okay, I went through all of the variables in my head and I feel like the only option that we have is to go inside and confront Logan.
I don't think we're welcome at that party.
Sunny bulges her eyes.
24 hours ago, we threw the house party of the year. We were born for this.
Sunny and Lupe enter a kitchen where two seedy men prepare cocaine. Lupe nods at them, and another snorts a line off a messy counter.
Okay, we just need to find Logan and figure it.
Sunny's no longer beside Lupe.
Sunny.
Lupe shudders, then ventures through the house.
Sunny.
In the living room, people drink and smoke crack out in the open.
Sunny!
Lupe finds Sunny on all fours in another room.
Sunny, What the fuck?
Sorry. There was an uneven leg and I really had to fix it or I would die. Like, I actually literally felt like I was going to actually die.
Come on, let's go. We're gonna go.
A gangly man in a mustache intercepts the girls.
Hey! Who are you? Why are you in my house?
Oh, your house.
This is my house.
Well, you must be Doug. It's a funny story. Some people that we know were possibly here, and it was just a funny thing that
you know what, so nice Doug? Stay the fuck out of it. It's none of your business.
Sunny scowls at Doug, whose eyes bulge back at her. They have an intense stare down, and a toothy smile spreads across Doug's face. Doug and Sunny point at each other.
I can see her bullshit. Can you tell that I was bullshit?
Yeah, you're not.
This
is
scary.
Yeah. I found her. Come on, let's go, Sunny.
You can see me. Where are you going?
He has to go solve the problem, Doug.
Sunny's doe-eyed as Lupe pulls her away. Doug's mouth hangs open as he watches them go.
Wow.
By a bonfire, Lupe storms up to Logan.
What the fuck, Logan?
Lupe, oh my god, I was literally just texting you. So sorry, dude.
My phone is in the van.
Sunny gapes.
You are Logan? Yeah, hi.
Why did you take the car?
I didn't. Xander did. I tried to stop him, but he just, like, literally took off. I am so sorry.
And who is Xander?
This is my lead singer.
I get it now. Logan is also a girl's name.
And an airport. But more importantly, it's the name. Logan's a girl? So where is he with the keys?
He is playing hide and seek.
Lupe shakes her head.
Sorry, what?
I think he might be tripping. Doug is, like, always trying to get Xander to party with him, and I think maybe this time he said yes, because I've literally been looking for him for, like, 20 minutes now.
I'm really good at hide-and-seek.
Sunny breaks into a sprint across the yard, and Lupe follows.
I'm gonna go do that, so...
Shit, I'm sorry, I'll help!
Xander, we need those keys!
Logan checks a tub, and Sunny peeks in her grill.
Xander?
Sunny walks in on a couple.
Oh, sorry. Make sure that condom fits snug.
What? Logan and Lupe scope a decrepit barn.
Not going. Here we go. Going back.
Doug and Sunny by the fire.
No, it's just that these bots, they keep flying into the flames and they don't know that they're gonna die.
Sunny nods tearfully.
But they do.
Sunny, what are you doing?
It really is sad.
Lupe notices Xander in a bedroom window, then points in his direction.
There.
The girls rush over as Xander faces the glass.
Oh, Xander, what the...
Give me the keys.
You. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to break up the band.
Xander, no, she's not. Dude, look, I don't know what Doug gave you, but you are, like, paranoid as fuck right now.
You're gonna make it all fall apart. Like Yoko.
The fuck is a Yoko?
What is that pretty little crystal around your neck? Is that meth?
Lupe holds up her pendant.
It looks like meth.
Lupe peers at Logan, who shrugs.
Yes. My favorite meth. That's why I keep it here on this chain, here, close to my heart. Yep, had some wonderful, wonderful experiences with this meth. So why don't you give us the keys, and I'll give you this meth.
Xander dangles the car key with a manic smile.
Keys.
Yes, those keys.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
His hand bleeds. Sunny snatches the key. Xander flails through the window. The girls stumble through mud.
Hurry up! We have to trudge!
As they trudge toward the car, Xander bursts through the window and chases them. He falls on his face. Xander's covered in mud.
Yoko.
I've never seen him like this. I don't know what's happening.
Xander stumbles to his feet.
Stop saying trudge!
He falls over again.
Oh my God.
passenger window. He flops on the hood and swipes at the windshield. Xander smears his body around the car.
I'm on the window! Do you want to get fucking murdered?
I'm on the window!
His muddy hand reaches inside. Lupe chucks the necklace outside.
Okay! Go!
Xander dives for it.
Oh, yeah.
The van smashes into Xander. Logan checks on him.
I killed a man. I'm gonna be pregnant in prison.
The duo gets out as Logan sits Xander up.
Covered in blood and mud.
Rose, we should use that.
Okay, whatever you want. But right now, can you get up?
Okay.
Logan helps Xander to his feet.
What did I miss? Whoa, Dan, you look like a straight up monster.
Doug, will you take him into the house, please, and never give him any of your shit ever again?
Did you have a bad trip?
Sorry.
Sonny awkwardly gets in the van, and Lupe approaches Logan.
Oh, fuck. I need to go take care of him.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad he's okay.
I'm really sorry about, like, everything that's happened. This is not how I wanted our first date to go.
Lupe bows her head, smiling.
Yeah. Well, at least it was memorable.
From the driver's seat, Sunny presses her lips together and takes a deep breath, watching Logan and Lupe embrace. Lupe gazes at Logan, then kisses her deeply. They share a warm smile. Sunny scratches her head, then glimpses at Lupe as she climbs into the passenger seat. The two don't make eye contact as Sunny backs the muddy van toward the highway. The girls stare pensively ahead as they drive down a dark, secluded road. Sunny glances at Lupe, who occasionally glances back. Lupe purses her lips and ponders for a moment.
You're okay to drive, right? You're on speed.
No.
Yeah. I'm good. Okay. Hitting that guy with the car really sobered me up. No different than my usual 4 coffees a day, so. Okay.
The girls continue avoiding eye contact, and Sunny peels her beanie off.
So were you just not going to tell me?
No, I was. I was going to tell you.
When? At your wedding?
No, I don't know. I was scared that things would change between us.
How? What do you mean? Like, what would change?
I don't know. Things would get weird. I don't know. You would be, like, afraid to, like, change in front of me or, like, checking you out or, like... You know, you wouldn't want to have sleepovers anymore.
Oh, my God. Are you nuts? I would have sleepovers with you till we're, like, little old ladies, okay? You're my best friend, okay? My best friend, and I love you. I, like, actually really love you. Do you understand? I love you so much. I love you.
Sunny grits her teeth.
I love you. Sorry.
I do feel a little speedy. There's a little speed happening.
Yeah, okay.
In and out.
Right? You good?
I'm good, though.
Okay.
It's helping my driving, actually.
Why is Kyle calling me right now? What do you want, Kyle?
Hey, Sunny, can we talk?
Actually, no. A little busy at the moment, but, like, maybe later?
I know, but I'm having a really difficult time, okay? I keep thinking about the fact we had sex last night. I'm tortured. I can't sleep.
Uh-huh, totally. Let's just talk tomorrow about it, okay?
I keep thinking about the fact that I put it in your rear end for a second.
Lupe's mouth hangs open.
That's a whole other sin. We did two sins.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Sunny snags her phone back and peers ahead with a tense jaw. Lupe's frozen as she wrinkles her brow.
What? I know.
Okay, why didn't you tell me?
Because it's Kyle.
We're on this whole road trip because you had sex with Kyle?
Okay, don't say it out loud.
Do you like him? I'm so confused.
No. It just, happened. No.
Why did you feel like you had to lie to me about this?
Sunny struggles to mouth a phrase.
I don't know. You're so experienced. And you were so excited when you thought it was Hunter. And I wanted to feel like we were on the same page for once. I don't know, sometimes when I talk to you, I feel like this little girl talking to a fully realized sexual being. It gets tiring.
Lupe looks up, then shakes her head.
I'm sorry. I did have sex with that guy from church camp. But that was once.
Sunny frowns at Lupe, who looks up for a moment.
And I just felt like it was better to be thought of as a slut than as a lesbo or whatever. So I just let people think what they wanted to and played into it.
Sunny fidgets with a rigid smile.
But I'm not people.
I know. And I think I'm ready to stop caring what people think anyway.
Sunny nods and Lupe touches her shoulder.
No more secrets. No more secrets.
Sunny wraps her arm around Lupe, who nestles into the embrace.
I do have a question, though. Can I call you Fruit Loop now, or is that, very offensive? You can absolutely call me Fruit Loop, and I will wear that name with pride.
Yeah. Cool.
Wait, did Kyle say you put it in your rear end?
No.
No, I'm pretty sure I heard him say it was in the rear end.
Sunny rolls her eyes.
Sunny, no secrets!
It was more like the taint, if anything.
Sunny.
The girls drive down a highway through the night.
Yesterday, my life.
In the morning, Sunny's wide-eyed behind the wheel while Lupe's fast Sunny. Asleep.
You smiled at me and really eased the pain.
Now Sunny wakes up and yawns as they pass the welcome sign to Rapid City.
My sunny one shines so sincere.
We did it!
Sunny one, so true. I love you.
Yes!
They cruise down a freeway into the city.
Yesterday, all my life was filled with pain.
The girls arrive in an empty parking lot outside Planned Parenthood. Lupe hugs Sunny as they approach the building.
Sunny one, so true. I love you.
Can we get breakfast after this?
No, dude. I gotta get home before my mom does.
They walk over abandoned protest signs, and Sunny yanks on a locked door.
Be too early? No.
The girls pace in front of the facility, where the waiting room's dark and empty.
Sunny. Look.
A sign in the window reads, "Sorry, our doors have closed permanently. This location has been shut down." Inside the deserted office, doors are left ajar and shadows fill the rooms. Sunny throws her arms down, then staggers away from Lupe. Sunny doubles over as she belts out in the parking lot.
Fuck! Fuck, 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 fuck!
Sunny falls to her knees.
Oh my God!
Lupe kneels with her.
We'll figure this out, okay? I'll figure out a way that we can get it somewhere else.
Okay. Sunny pouts with tears in her eyes.
I need my mom.
Lupe wraps her arms around Sunny. She rocks Sunny in her arms.
I need my mom.
A tear rolls down Lupe's cheek. Sunny lies in Lupe's embrace in the middle of the vacant parking lot. Back on the road, Sunny's at the wheel as Lupe holds her hand. They pass a junction at Sioux Falls, then continue down a scenic highway. Sunny's expression is serene as they arrive back in a neighborhood. The muddy van drives away from Lupe's house, leaving her standing out front. Lupe squints as she looks up toward the second story. Sunny drives with a blank expression, then gets a call from Kyle. He's on his bed in Sunday clothes, holding a cup of tea.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Sunny. I just wanted to apologize for freaking out last night.
It's okay. I was pretty freaked out too, to be honest.
You know, I realized something this morning at church. God forgives. It's like the whole reason Christianity exists.
He loves his children no matter what, even if they almost do butt sex.
Sunny cocks her head.
I'm gonna hold on to that, and I
think we'll be okay.
Sunny nods as she turns down her street.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Take care, Sunny. Oh!
Sunny, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but my youth group is doing a talent show next week.
Okay, bye, Kyle.
Lupe sneaks into her house with a wary look. She puts her bag down, then looks around as she hangs up her jacket. Lupe squints and wanders into the living room.
Dad? Dad?
Her dad emerges with open arms.
Lupe! Oh, Mia, thank God you came. Oh, I was so worried about you. Thank you, God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm okay. Yeah. Thanks.
What happened? Where were you?
I just had to help Sunny with something really important, and it just took a lot longer than we thought, so...
Why didn't you answer my calls?
You called?
At least 10 times. It was a weird busy signal. Guadalupe, you gotta get better at... Look, you know what? Whatever. Like, I'm just glad you're okay. Oh, Mia, my mind went through the worst-case scenarios. I just kept imagining you getting into all kinds of crazy situations.
No, crazy situations for me.
Look, I gotta call your abuela. Tell her you're okay. Okay, thank God. Don't ever do this to me again. Okay? Gotta call your abuela.
Lupe stares off pensively.
Hey, Dad?
He returns with a knitted brow.
Yeah?
Lupe frowns with a stiff jaw.
Promise me you'll never, kick me out.
What? What do you mean? Why would I do that?
I don't know. Just, you know, sometimes parents do that.
Oh, mija. You're my little loquita. It's not my job to judge you. It's my job to be your dad, no matter what. But you can kill someone and you will always have a home here. I mean, I gotta call your tios to bury the body. I gotta deal with my boss upstairs. Plus, I'll never hear the end of it from your mom.
He points upward, and Lupe rushes to embrace him. Her dad shifts his eyes while Lupe cries over his shoulder.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, Mia.
Lupe hugs her dad tightly. She wipes her tears, and her dad notices the pin from Logan.
Nice pin.
Lupe's misty-eyed as her father walks away. She then smiles at her younger brother, who grins back from a staircase.
Shut up.
Sunny arrives at home to find her mom glaring with folded arms. Sunny stops in her tracks, then averts her eyes.
Mommy, I need to...
You took my car without my permission to some bowling alley in Agatha.
Damn you, Indian mafia.
You could be dead in a ditch. What were you thinking? I trusted you and you lied to me.
What is
this? What happened to my good girl? Because this is not the daughter I raised.
Maybe it is.
Do not talk back at me.
Maybe I'm not a good girl, Mami. Maybe I'm a terrible person who deserves terrible things. Maybe I should just stop trying to be perfect for you all the time. Because the me that makes mistakes, the me that you don't know, I feel like it's never going to be good enough for you.
Rosie's face softens as she looks down. Sunny frowns back, then leaves her mom alone in the living room. Her mom has a forlorn expression as she drops into a chair. Sunny pouts as she's curled up in her bed.
Sunny?
She squirms as her mom lets herself in. Rosie shuffles over, then sits on the edge of the bed. She gives her daughter an earnest look.
Why do you think you are a terrible person?
Sunny's lip quivers as she avoids eye contact. Rosie lowers her head, then gingerly strokes Sunny's foot.
You know, growing up, I made a lot of mistakes. And I was far from perfect. Especially in my own mother's eyes.
Sunny peers at her mom, who stares off in space.
My mother decided everything for me. She talked at me, never with me. I don't want our relationship to be like that.
Sunny purses her lips as she fights back tears. Sunny shoots up, then gazes solemnly at her mom.
I need a morning after pill. I needed the car because I needed to go to the closest Planned Parenthood, which is very far away. And I tried to get it at a pharmacy here, but the pharmacist refused to sell me the pill. So it turned into a wild goose chase.
Wait. What do you mean he refused you?
At the pharmacy.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
I need the Plan B pill. For my daughter's friend.
The pharmacist frowns as Rosie smiles with Sunny and Lupe. In the van... Sunny has the pill and her mom offers water.
So glad I'm here to see this.
Sunny takes the pill and drinks.
Great. Now when we get home, you are both cleaning all this mud in here. It's a total mess.
Rosie knits her brow when she finds the Prince Albert piercing on the floor.
What's this?
Sunny and Lupe are speechless. Rosie sniffs the jewelry. Cut to black. Credits roll.
Let's go, girls.
Unit Production Manager, Chris Bongiorne. First Assistant Director, Doug Turner. Second Assistant Director, Tammy Kuman. Cast, Sunny, Kuhu Verma. Lupe, Victoria Morales. Hunter, Michael Provost. Kyle, Mason Cook. Rosie, Jolly Abraham. Pastor Pedro, Jacob Vargas. Logan, Mahala Harold. Xander, Timothy Grandaderos. Miss Floucher, Rachel Drash. Doris, Edie Patterson. Andy, Moses Storm. Pharmacist, Jay Chandrasekhar. Megan, Gus Burney, Emma, Hannah Hayes, Doug, Theo Losada, Philip Peterson, Josh Rubin, Bill, Bobby Tisdale, Brake, Alexander Lowe, Greta, Jane Karkover, Bride, Nika, Groom, John Okoko, Indian Man, Nemo Gandhi. Credits continue.
I'm free.
feel like a woman. The girls need a break. Tonight we're gonna take the chance to get out all the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna let our head hang down. The best thing about being a woman is the pride.
Copyright 2021, Film 8 LLC. All rights reserved. Film 8 LLC is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Distributed by Hulu LLC. The story, all names, characters, and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with actual persons, places, buildings, and products is intended or should be inferred. Audio description provided by Point 360. Narrated by Roy Samuelson.
Like a woman.
A red and blue neon sign shines on a black background. American High. LD Entertainment. Counterbalance Entertainment. Letters come together outside in the moonlight. Hulu Originals.